Marquette's March survey found Walker with the 48-41% lead over Burke. That's up slightly from the 47-41% edge he held in January. Asked about the results at a stop in Wausau, the governor said he still expected his race to be tight.
Always better to be ahead than behind, but the only poll that really matters is the one that will be taken on November 4th. And so, you know, I presume this is a state that elected me in the recall and then elected Barack Obama a few months later by about the same margin. In fact, my poll numbers and the president's have been almost identical over the past nearly 2 years. So I assume it's going to be a tight race.
Other results were a mixed bag for the governor. The poll found his approval rating dropped from 51% in January to 47% in March. Only 43% said Walker cares about people like them. The survey showed a growing familiarity with Burke, but 59% still did not know enough about her to have an opinion. Among those who did know Burke, a slim majority viewed her negatively. Speaking earlier in the day before the survey was released, Burke said polls would be up and down in this race.
This race is going to be really tight, and I'm sure it's going to be tight all the way down until November. So there's going to be polls that come out between now and then that I'm sure will move a lot.
When it comes to the candidate's cornerstone issues, 55% of those surveyed favored the tax cuts just signed into law by Walker. 63% say they favor raising the minimum wage, a move supported by Burke. Sean Johnson, Wisconsin Public Radio.